Hey, everybody. It's your bi-weekly version of the Friday Night Beer Blog. Mike and I are actually home, and we're sitting down. We're not outside. We're in the sunroom.
We could be outside.
We could be, but we're not. And I'm not moving right now. No. So anyway, so we're going to be doing the Friday Night Beer Blog. You ready, Mike?
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning.
All right, everybody. Friday Night Beer Blog. This is the reading of what used to be my weekly blog. Now it's my bi-weekly blog. I hate that I'm not writing it every week, but there are just not enough hours in the day to do that. So I'm writing it bi-weekly, and then I sit down and I read it to Mike, and he tells me how awesome it is, and then I publish it. Actually, I don't know if I'm going to be publishing this week. We're going to be doing the Friday Night Beer Blog, but I might not be publishing it, because you want to know why?
No. I mean, yes.
Because as I was pulling, I had written this actual blog like a week ago, and as I was pulling it up out of my drafts, I had a fatal error on my website. And so my website seems to be down. I don't know what's going on, which is kind of odd. Because, well, two things. I just re-upped on my WordPress, so it's paid for. I don't know what's going on. But I did get a new domain name, Leslie L. McShane, as opposed to LL McShane. But that was redirected, and that was fine. Or number three, coincidence. I'm actually having someone update my website, but she hasn't started yet. So I know nothing has happened. I don't know what's going on. So there may be only this podcast version of the blog. You don't care. I can tell. You don't care. So how are
people
you doing?
People are going to come from anywhere to listen to me. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
So how are you today?
I'm good.
It's been a big day for you.
Yeah.
Why has it been a big day? Tell everyone.
Closed on my mom's estate for most part. We're going to wrap things up. And
this was a big deal. And anybody that has been the executor of anybody else's will know that when the last big asset has been sold and everything is getting tied up, it's like,
yeah, it's not just the will, it's the trust, and there's a whole lot of other issues, you know, and you don't have to be rich to have a trust. But, you know, the trust, you know, there's some other legalities that go along with that that makes things more difficult. So anyway, it's been a learning experience.
Yeah, well, I wonder how many executors of wills you are in the states you're going to be. You may have learned it, and then that was it.
Yeah. Probably it.
Once is enough. Yeah. It's been a big deal. And congratulations to you.
Yep.
Hey. So yeah, this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by
Mile Wide
Beer Company here in Louisville, Kentucky. They make the best beer, we think, in town. But we were talking before we started recording about the fact that we may cut back a little bit. So maybe in 2023.
Wait a second. The you weren't beer supposed blog... to announce that. Now I'm so committed. Holy crap. These I people... just talked about it. I was talking about it.
Well, you know, even if I say it out there, these people don't care. They don't give a shit whether you stop drinking or not.
No. Do they care if you do or not?
No, they don't care. All right. They don't care. I don't think
I may fail. I'm thinking about it.
The thing is, it doesn't matter if you fail. It matters if you try. How do you like that? That should be one of my affirmations, actually.
Isn't there like a Yoda? Oh, actually, Uncle Peter was wearing a Yoda shirt tonight.
That he was?
There is, what is it? The only, there.
Do or do not, not there is no, no try.
Yeah, that's it.
That's one of my favorite all-time film lines.
He had a shirt on today that had that on it.
Did he really?
Yes.
Was it a green shirt?
No, it was black. But,
it was black, okay. Yeah. It wasn't Yoda colored.
No.
Well, it's true. Do or do not, there is no try. Yeah, but I say there is a try. There is no failure if you no, that doesn't sound
that's
right.
I like that. That's like you could try anything, but if it doesn't work, you're like, yeah, oh well.
That's right. Try again.
Yeah, if it doesn't work.
We're mixing up all of our...
It's because we're on our third beer.
No, you are on your third beer.
Oh, that's true. I'm ahead of you.
You are. Anyway, so yeah, it's been a big couple weeks. You've done a lot of racing since we last did a beer blog. Had some good finishes. And
yep, for an old guy.
For an old guy. Old guy. And so now you have to decide whether you're going to go to the national championships in Connecticut.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah. I don't know.
You will. You will.
It's a lot of... Yeah, anyway. It's a lot of money, and it's a lot of time. I don't know. It's a long way, and I'm at the top of my age group. I don't know if I need to go.
Okay, I'm not going to make you go.
Yeah, it's my decision. I know you want me to go. You already, like, committed me to go, I'm not going.
Yeah, I'd like for you to go, because you've worked hard, you've trained hard. Well, you haven't trained hard.
You can't train hard when you're my age.
No.
You train smart.
There you go. Golly, we got all kinds of isms going on today. Anyway, okay, so are you ready?
Yeah, so where's this thing going tonight?
Where is it going?
Yeah, I'm like, is it tied to racing, fall?
No.
Is it about me?
Of course it's about you, Mike. It's all about you, always. The title of this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is, What is an Expert Anyway? Time to share your gifts of experience.
Yeah, I have no idea.
November 4th, 2022, the 85th official Friday Night Beer Blog. And before I start, may I say happy birthday to my sister.
Ah.
It is her birthday. She turns 52 today.
Ouch.
She's still younger than me, but she's catching up because my birthday's not until January. So, yeah. Happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Cece.
Happy birthday, Cece. Okay. So, I've started doing something that I never thought I would do. You have any idea what that is? Most of the things I do, I never thought I would do. And I probably have never started, doing it because I didn't feel qualified to do it before. And that thing is to coach midlife individuals, women specifically, to start dialing in their fitness and nutrition plan in order to live a happy life now and hopefully a longer life later. Now, if you had told me last year or even last month even that I would be working with some very wonderful women to help them put themselves and their health first for a change, I would have poo-pooed all over it. And the reason for that is that I had this doubt about myself and my qualifications. I mean, I am no expert, right? Subheading, what is an expert? Let's find out what an expert is, shall we? But what is an expert, Mike?
You?
Technically speaking, an expert is a person who has a comprehensive and authoritative knowledge of or skill in a particular area. Upon examination, it doesn't say anything about having to know everything about something. It doesn't say that this person still doesn't have a capacity to learn about the thing. It doesn't say that this person has to have a PhD in the subject. No. It says that this person has a comprehensive and authoritative knowledge or skill in an area. That is my dog, Jake, in the background. Hello, Jake. I have been active all of my life, right? Raced bicycles competitively, coached a junior...
Since you met me, anyway.
Raced bikes competitively? Is that what you're talking about?
No, no. You've been active ever since you met me.
I was active before that.
I was because I was chasing you, so you had to...
I was running away as fast as I could. Okay.
All right.
I get it.
All right.
I've raced bicycles competitively, coached a junior cycling team for many years, have put my own self through all the paces of aerobic and resistance training, have put together and followed a clean nutrition plan, and yet I felt the need to get my certified personal trainer certification for what I thought would be proof to others that I was an expert in this thing.
I always thought you were a know-it-all.
I'm a know-it-all. Yeah. But in the end, I understand that I only needed to prove to myself that I was already an expert. Per se. Subheading. Staying in my lane. Am I a doctor or a nutritionist? No, I'm not.
Do you play one on TV?
No, I'm not on TV. No, nor do I want to be. Not my goal. Have I been physically active or nutrition focused for an extended amount of time? Yes. Do I have knowledge to share with people who are just beginning to really want to focus on getting a handle on their well-being as they age?
Yes.
Absolutely. And that is my lane. I once had a coach tell me something very important. Note here that all the best coaches have coaches of their own. Note. She told me that I don't have to be at the top of some mountain of information somewhere to be able to share with or help others. I just have to be further along on the path to the top. It's my job to reach back and help those behind me that are on the same path. Subheading, it gets you to thinking. So what are you an expert in or at? Mike, you're an expert at something?
Pretty good at yard work.
Oh, you're better. You're an expert cyclocross racer. You're an expert road racer.
Yeah.
You're an expert things. Beard grower.
Yes.
Is there something that you would like to share with others to help them with, but have been stopped with the mental block of not being an expert or afraid to be found out that you're supposedly not an expert? I say look past that and imagine all the guidance you could be giving to help someone else along the same path if you could just have more confidence in yourself. And in what you already know. What kind of mindset shift do you need to stop doubting yourself and what you know and what you're good at? You know, we don't get to be this age without gaining an immense amount of experience and experiences. Just like those who are even older than we are, this knowledge is a gift to share. Huh?
Wisdom.
It is wisdom.
Yes.
But not everybody older than we are is wise. Somebody once told me that. But what are you going to do with your wisdom, Michael? Subheading.
I'm going to hoard it.
Oh, a lot of good that's going to do. Subheading. What I'm doing with mine. How's that? Well, I'm working with these women on a midlife health kickstart. I can't wait to see what they're doing in prioritizing themselves and their needs. And I've already been, actually, I met with one of them today. And she's excited that setting up boundaries around that time to do something for herself. I mean, we talked about that is the foundation, is setting that time for yourself, and then you build on that. What are you going to fill that time with? Anyway, I digress. After that, maybe I'll do more coaching or create a midlife health action plan where I create aerobic and resistance workouts for women in their midlife. Been thinking about that. I really don't know where I'm going to land. I'm really enjoying the coaching, though. But I've got people to help right now. And as an empty nester in this stage of life, that actually feels pretty amazing. I'm actually able to help somebody. Because all those people I was helping,
are we empty nesters? They're gone.
For the most part. We do have one that
flew back.
It flew back briefly. And is still here. Anyway. So what can you do? He doesn't want my help, by the way.
No, he doesn't.
So what can you do? How can you help someone else? What thing are you good at or have experience in that you can put aside your self-doubt long enough to really make an impact on someone else? Remember, you didn't get to where you are without becoming an expert in something. So you need to share it. What do you think, Mike? That's it.
Is that it already? Wow, that was short.
It was?
Wasn't it?
It was the same.
No.
I was just lulling you. You were so into it. I could tell.
Yeah, I know. I think you go at, I've shared things that I know. It's like when we were doing the junior team.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was coaching kids, and I was sharing all of my knowledge about, bike handling techniques and maintenance and everything. Right. But, it's like, and then you just got to stop for a while, But then you got to find your next thing.
But the thing is, the impression and the help that you gave those kids at that time, they are never, you move on, really, they never forget it.
No, they don't. And I, a lot of the kids that I've coached today have, come up and, in their, in their 30s now, and they,
with children
they tell
of their
me,
own.
Yeah, and they tell me things that, there's this one thing that I told them that stuck. Yeah. And I was like, and it still holds true today. And it was pretty good. Yeah. And I'm like, a little pat on the back. But the thing is that it meant something to them at the time. And it changed how they approach things. So,
And, and that's how I have felt with this coaching. I was really nervous to do it because, I've coached children and that's one thing. But I've never coached women who are the same age as me. But, you get into these calls and these conversations and you start to realize how much you do know and are able to answer questions. And then you start seeing some of the results, their results. And it's like, whoa, you forget that a thing that is so easy for you because you've been doing it, other people struggle to get started or begin to do it. And, you have to remember where they are and help bring them up.
But at the same time, I think most people know it deep down, but sometimes you just have to confirm it for them. And that's part of talking it
out.
Or
you have to give them permission to do things
permission, but that may resonate with some people, but I agree.
And like what I'm doing, there are a lot of women who, all they do is take care of other people and fulfill needs of other people. And sometimes they need the go ahead to take care of themselves for a change. Mm-hmm. And although I can't give anybody permission to do something, if I say, you really need to start taking care of yourself now so that in 20 years, because everything you do now mirrors what your health is going to be in 20 years. If you don't take care of yourself now,
you're going to be... At some point, there's a point of no return.
Yeah.
And the older you get,
Yeah.
There is, yes.
I think that I give permission for them to start taking care of themselves, hold a mirror up a little bit, and make them aware that time is of the essence.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Anyway, that's something that I've been doing. And I may, you know, coaching does take a lot of time. I like to do it right, but I may be doing some more. So I don't know. Final decision hasn't been made on that. So you need to stay tuned for that. If you're interested in working with me, you'll have to stay tuned for that.
What about working with me?
Nobody wants to work with you.
Hey.
Oh, anyway. So
no coaching for free, huh? You can make mistakes with me too, and I wouldn't tell anybody.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
Coach me.
Coach you? I'm not gonna coach you. That would be awful. That would be awful. You don't coach where you sleep. How's that?
I can relate.
All right, so what you got coming up? What you got coming?
I still can't think about coaching where you sleep.
We're home for the weekend.
Yeah,
so
home for the weekend. Doing a little housework.
Yeah,
cleaning up the house a little bit.
So I'm going to coach you on cleaning the house.
I've already
weekend.
Done the yard work, so
yeah,
come on.
Yeah. You're an expert at that, so yeah. I'll leave that to you.
I know. I'm looking forward to just relaxing at home this weekend.
Yeah. We're expecting a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
You know, rain is an excuse to stay inside and
vegetate.
Clean the house. Anyway, so we hope that you have a great week, and we hope that you come back in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
So what do you got going? You,
me?
Yeah.
Oh. What don't I have going on? It's crazy.
All this busy time. You know.
It's crazy. I'm doing this coaching thing. I mean, that takes some time. I'm trying to figure out what's next for Leslie. What she's doing.
I know what I'm doing.
Cleaning the house tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's good. It's a busy time. Things are going well right now. And I'm happy about that. It makes
me good.
Happy. Yeah.
Little knuckle punch.
Knuckle punch. Oh. Wonder Twin powers. Activate. All right, everybody. If you have enjoyed this podcast, remember to scroll on down and give it a what, Mike?
5-star.
A 5-star rating. And take 30 seconds and review it. And let me know if it's okay that Mike is on this podcast.
I picked the beer. If I didn't pick the beer, there would be no Friday Night Beer Blog.
Truth. Okay. I guess you're staying then.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks, right?
Yep.
All right. Later.
See you.